Hello and welcome to Pain and Fromage, an occasional podcast about an ordinary middle-aged bloke and his cycling adventures. The episode you're listening to is part of a series featuring not one, but two middle-aged blokes, as Rich and Graham make the long journey from Paris to Nice on their vintage road bikes. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to day 10 of Paris-Nice on Pain and Fromage. We are in Puget-Teniers, only 70 kilometres away from Nice. It's our final day. 12 hours' time, we should be on the front having a beer in Nice somewhere. We are on our campsite at the moment. Beautiful little wooded campsite. Birds singing in the background, as we've got used to every day of this. Mm-hmm. And we've just had breakfast with a Trangia. So Graham popped into town, grabbed some eggs and bacon, and we've cooked them all up over the stove, and we're just finishing a breakfast of coffee and juice and eggs and bread and loads of fine stuff. No hurry to get out today, I don't think, Graham. Not very far to go.
No, well, just under 100k, because even though you say it's 70, we're taking a slightly more scenic
route. We are taking the scenic route, yep.
Because the direct route is a very busy, horrible road, so yeah, we'd rather not do that.
It was a bit intimidating cycling on it last night, so yeah, we've got a nice quiet route. And it's going to take us up into the hills above Nice. So the Montagne du Chéron, which separate Nice with the countryside to the northwest. There's a little col there called Col de Vence, and we are going to take that as our final little col. It's just under 1,000 metres, 963, I think it says on the map there. So good morning ride, couple of hours, see if we can find some cheese as we go. Taking the view from the Col de Vence and then into Vence for lunch, I think. Sounds like a good plan for the morning.
Definitely.
But yeah, nice, easy, relaxed start this morning. We've got a few things packed up, but nothing too intense. Enjoying a bit of the morning sun before we go, because we haven't really done this many mornings, have we? We've always been up and busy and straight on the road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's quite nice today to just have an extra cup of coffee and take the time to cook some eggs up and all that kind of thing. Mm. So maybe about 9:30 we'll be on the road and hopefully get to Nice maybe about 3-4 o'clock.
That sounds good to me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. Right, well, we'll give you updates as usual from the road. We're going to finish off our coffee and start to get ourselves moving. Yeah. Well, I'm now at the top of the first climb of the day. Didn't even realise this was a named col until we were onto it. But this is the Col de San Rafael, 876 metres. So, although by no means alpine, it's still a decent challenge, still higher than anywhere on Dartmoor for sure. Good morning so far. I had kind of mixed feelings when I woke up. The excitement of the last day, but also the sense that we were doing some things for the last time. Packing tents up, cooking on the Trangia, all that kind of thing. And obviously mixed up in that, I've feelings of wanting to see the family. They've been so supportive from the start, and part of the original plan was that they were kind of come out and see us in Nice. And for reasons, many of them financial, it transpired that we weren't able to do that. So I missed that element of the family being out here to meet me in Nice, and yeah, it would have been quite special for everyone to be there. But as I've had the attitude throughout this that you have to just get on with the bit that's in front of you. It has been a magnificent climb up through the woods with some beautiful views back down to Puget-Teniers. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I've taken the attitude this morning to just try and stretch my legs a bit. On these shorter climbs, it's a bit easier for me to put some effort in and try and go a little bit quicker. Whereas the longer climbs tend to be a bit more attritional, and you have to kind of try and save your energy. This morning, I went for it a little bit more. I wouldn't say I was quite full on, but it was good fun. It's nice to feel the blood pumping through your legs and your heart pounding as you come up these things. Just going to enjoy a few minutes at this lovely col, grab a drink, grab some sweets, and then it's on to the next, the village of Signal, and then onwards to the Col de Vence. It's a very hot day to be out riding. We're both going just at our own pace. Do what you can manage. Graham's a little bit behind, but nobody's struggling today. We're just doing the pace that we can do. It is super, super hot. around about 1 o'clock in the afternoon now. We just take a nice break in the village of Consigud, under a lovely, lovely big tree. You can hear the birds singing, it's fantastic. The area around here is lots of sort of 1,000-meter-high mountains thereabouts, with the road dipping in between. There are gorges all around and rivers cutting ravines through. It's absolutely fabulous. Just had a coffee a little bit further back. I think it was in the village of Roquistoron, which is at the confluence of three of these gorges. One of these places where geography suggests that there probably should be a village there, but it doesn't leave very much room for one to be built. So there's a lovely little village just kind of clinging to the hillside with a couple of restaurants and bars there, and it was a good place to stop for a coffee. So we're going pretty well. Good place to top up with a drink. There's places to fill water bottles and that kind of stuff here. And hopefully be on our way quite shortly. Well, we have arrived at the village of Bouillon. Nice little square here with a bar that we're just going to grab a beer in just a moment. It's been a real sensory assault so far today, hasn't it, Graham? Like, going through the forest has been all smells of pine and coconut and really amazing sweet smells, but then anytime we come to somewhere more exposed, we're getting the real smell of the sea, the salt in the air and all that kind of stuff. So we're clearly getting closer and closer to Nice with every pedal stroke. What a beautiful village this is as well.
There's definitely been a change in the architecture.
Everything's
become a lot more Mediterranean.
Mediterranean style, yeah, totally. And we've still got the mountains in the background, and we've still got all these wonderful forests that we're pedalling through for a bit of shade. But yeah, we're clearly getting closer to the Med. How have you found this morning?
I found it all right, actually. Yeah. We've had two climbs to do so far, so... First one, literally straight out of the campsite and up the hill, and that was, about 450 metres?
Something like that, yeah.
And, yeah, it was just slow, steady, got up there. And then this one that we've just done now, this was out from the village of...
Oh, we got up to Consigud.
Consigud, yes, that was it, yeah.
Apologies again for the mispronunciation of every single French place that I've...
I kept referring to it as consequences, because it felt like going out there had consequences.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
so true. We're currently at about 600 metres above sea level.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we have the option now to either go up again.
Yeah.
Or what's the alternative?
Or down to Nice. So if we go right, then we go up and we go over the Col de Vence. Mm-hmm. And if we go left, we go straight down into the Var Valley and straight along to Nice that way. So neither way is flat, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But it's whether we want to do one more col or not.
I think we may well end up doing it.
I think we might.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's have a beer. Get hydrated. Yeah. And we'll take it from there. But yeah, I feel like the col might be the best. I think it'd be an appropriate way to finish. Alas, it's almost 1,000 meters, isn't it?
It's just over 1,000.
Yeah, is it just over? Is it?
There we are. Before the col, it's just over.
That's right.
1,000. Then col itself.
The col itself is just under. But there we go. Yep. We can call it a last 1,000 meter col before we hit Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Right, let's get a beer. Well, we've come to everybody's favourite part of the podcast. This is Fromage du Jour, so we haven't actually moved from the village where we did the last update from. We stopped for a beer, and we noticed that they did a local cheese here. So we've got a goat's cheese from the nearby village of Corsigal, which we're going to pass in a little while on the climb. Before we taste this, just a quick happy birthday to my granddad. He's 93 years old today, so happy birthday, granddad. I know you probably won't listen to this, but if anybody who... There's my granddad. Here's this. Tell him that he got a mention on the podcast.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ernie.
Yeah. Well, and granddad, he's apparently on holiday somewhere at the moment. So, yeah, I know. Yeah. Living the dream.
Apparently, we're on holiday.
Apparently. Hmm. He used to do loads of bike riding, you know. He was in a cycling club in the Midlands.
All right.
He used to cycle to the Malverns all the time and down to the south coast. I think it was where he got to know Torquay. Well, he used to cycle away from Birmingham right down to Torquay and back.
Hardcore.
With his friends, yeah.
Actually, we all go hardcore, but then we kind of do those sort of distances these days.
Yeah, that's true. He probably had a, like, you know, don't know, not the same. It probably had one of our bikes, actually.
I was going to say, yeah, probably weighed about the same as that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the cheese we have is it's been presented on a blackish slate, mm-hmm. drizzled with a bit of olive oil, quite a lot of olive oil.
Yep.
Got a lovely, like, rumpled rind. Mm-hmm. I'm getting good at this, by the way.
Yeah.
And doused with a little bit of pepper of different
mixed
colours.
Peppers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mixed peppers.
And then served with a fig chutney.
Some fig chutney and a hunk of bread.
Yeah. So what more do you need in life?
What more do you need?
When you're in France, bread and cheese is just...
It's so soft. Cuts beautifully. Look at that.
Ooh.
It's a bit sticky. Yeah, an ooh moment. Oh, dropped it on the table moment. Mm-hmm. Get that all on there.
Good old smear.
Beautiful. I think there's a bit of rosemary on that one as well.
A bit of rosemary as well. So I can see all the bits of pepper.
Don't know. Might be a toenail, not sure.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, that's a bit rosemary like.
Seems to go well with the bread anyway. Look at that.
Oh, smeary, smeary, smeary.
Mm. That is so fresh. That is the freshest cheese I think we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
It's
creamy.
It is creamy. It's quite bitter, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say. That goaty bitterness, yeah.
Mm.
But then that's accentuated by the olive oil, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Got then, because it's bitter, we've got this nice fig chutney to
fig chutney
it.
To...
Yeah, so I'm going to have a bit by myself, and then I'm going to add a bit of chutney.
Okay, I'm going in with the chutney now.
You're going straight in with the chutney.
Well, we've only got one spoon, so I better...
No messing. Well, we've shared just
it's almost a little bit sort of tobacco flavoured, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a smoker, but I've never
been a smoker either,
but I know.
Mm. God, that is really good.
Mm.
And the rind, although it looks quite rumpled, the rind is really thin as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Splendid.
Well, it hasn't had time to develop.
No, that's what I'm thinking, is it seems to be so... So very fresh that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could eat a lot of that. And the olive oil goes perfectly. And the fig chutney as well. Like I say, it just balances out that bitterness. God, that's amazing. I really enjoyed Fromage du Jour.
Mm-hmm.
It's made us look for a different cheese every day. And most days we found a good local one. I know we got off to a dodgy start with a couple of supermarket cheeses, but where we've found mm-hmm. local cheeses, they have been so varied.
Yeah, definitely.
And tasty in so many different ways. Graham is absolutely slathering his with the fig chutney. Good man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, that's Fromage du Jour.
Mm.
In fact, that's the last Fromage du Jour of the trip, I think. Oh.
Are we not going to do one from Nice just at a random? We're in Nice.
Depends if we do a podcast from Nice.
This is true, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we find a nice cheese, we'll do a podcast.
What, just for the cheese?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. There you go. You might get a bonus special
bonus
edition.
Bonus Fromage du Jour.
Fromage du Jour. Mm-hmm. No riding, just cheese.
Yep.
Fabulous. Enjoy that. Well, we have just come over the Col de Rance, and all of a sudden, the sea is there, and Nice is there. We're sitting on a limestoney hillside, big rocks everywhere. Amazing smell of wild thyme all over the place. And as we look, we can see a little rolling hills in front of us, and then behind in the distance, the Mediterranean. And in between is the city of Nice. You can see the airport sticking, the airport sticking out into the sea. A little finger of land pointing out. And to the right is Cap d'Antibes. And the city is kind of away to the left of the airport. In the far distance, you can see the hills around Aix to the east. Maybe towards Monaco in Italy.
Indeed.
Beautiful. We've lost the sun a bit. We're in a bit of shade, but...
it's quite nice, actually. It's been a warm afternoon.
It has been a really warm afternoon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's downhill all the way from here.
Downhill all the way. Just amazing to see Nice. Crikey. I mean, we've almost made it, mate.
We have indeed.
Half an hour? Bit more than that, maybe?
30k. I'd say it's probably an hour, seeing it's all downhill.
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah. I think we'll be quicker than that.
You will. You've had better breaks.
Yes, this is true. Fabulous. Right, okay. Well, let's get down and see the sea.
Indeed.
Well, after 10 days and a lot of kilometres, we have arrived in Nice. Wee-hee!
Completed it, mate.
Completed it. And we are sitting in Place du Pan, which is a little square just to the north of the old city, dominated by a big tree, which is the tree that the square is named after. There's a whole load of really good restaurants and bars and stuff here. So we are sitting outside Phone Bar with a glass of La Chouf and just reflecting back on the day. So the last time we recorded something, we were at the pass. And since then, we've cycled down into the city along...
Promenade
des Anglais.
Before we got to Promenade des Anglais, we had to cycle through, I can't remember the name of the other town, Saint-Charest, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we cycled through a few of the kind of satellite towns of Nice.
And that was interesting because it was a rush hour time and in the traffic, everything was a bit stressful.
Yeah.
I was thinking, are we going to make it there?
Yeah.
And then just before then, my saddle decided to throw a wobbly. And then I was thinking, this is going to be one of those.
So we had a last minute mechanical.
20k from the end and everything's going to go wrong. But to be honest, as I said to you earlier, if it had broken, I would have just ridden without
out of
a saddle.
Yeah, right.
Just to get here because.
Just be careful not to sit down on impulse.
Other fragrances are available.
Yeah.
A bit of a bloody word there. My brain is pretty frazzled.
So once we got down to the airport, there's a really good cycle path that leads from the airport right into the city. So we came along the seafront.
Yeah. Other cities can learn from that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely phenomenal.
It's really good.
Completely separate from all the cars and all the rest of it. So super safe getting in.
Yeah.
Came right across the front. And we finished at the Isle of Nice sign that is kind of between the beach and the fort. Beach and the fort? No, the beach and the harbour.
Sits
a little headland there, and it's a big tourist attraction. So we had our photos taken with the bikes there. And
very nice couple did that for us.
Yeah.
In return for us taking photos.
Yeah, we did a photo exchange. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Took photos of the bikes by the beach.
Yep.
And then got to our hotel, which
took photos of the bike by the beach, and a pigeon decided to crap on my bag.
Oh yes, yes, a pigeon took a crap on Graham's bag.
Yeah,
I think it actually rebounded off my helmet. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So we both had a good dose of luck there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All that remains then is for us to enjoy this great city. I mean, what a journey it's been. And I think what we'll try and do, maybe tomorrow, or maybe we'll just enjoy Nice, but at some point we will do a sort of a bonus episode. We'll do a wrap-up, We'll talk about some of our like favourite climbs and some of the gear we bought and how it worked and various things to do with the journey. And like I say, we may do that tomorrow. We may do it at some point in the future. We'll see how we get on. But for now, thank you everybody for listening.
I'd just like to put in... thank you very much, mate, for organising absolutely everything. Your planning, your sitting at the campsites, the everything else, all the logistics, dragging me around for however many kilometres. And massive thanks to you. I really appreciate it.
It has all been worth it.
Yep.
Honestly, like this was a big dream to come and do this. And actually, I was saying on our walk around here, that we wouldn't have even thought about doing Paris-Nice if you hadn't watched Maggie while me and the family came and stayed in the apartment opposite where we're sitting now with those green shutters over there.
Yeah.
So lovely cyclical nature, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No pun intended.
Cyclical nature. I can't stop. Can I just say officially, ata sante.
We're going to
clink our glasses quite loudly, so hopefully you pick that up on the audio. And there'll be more cycling adventures and maybe adventures of other types on Pain and Fromage in the future. So please keep liking and subscribing. I'll catch up on all the blogs at some point as well. So make sure you go to the website, which is www.blaggers.blog, and you can subscribe to all the stuff that we do there. Great stuff. I think we should go and get some Greek kebab, mate.
Absolutely. I'm knackered.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thank you particularly to the family for...
Yep, likewise.
...for making this all possible. Love you all to bits.
Mm-hmm.
Bye for now. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and congratulations on making it this far. If you want to hear more, then please don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also take a look at some of my written work and photography at my blog website, www.blaggers.blog. Theme music kindly provided by Abydos Music. For royalty-free music, check them out at www.abydos-music.fr. Thanks again for listening to Pain and Fromage!